Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Thus is my comfort and my trust, his help I wait with patience, the office hymn said. The sermon is from our gospel reading, and we are all here because we are entering the season of Lent, a period of 40 days, without counting Sundays before Easter. So whether you and I engage in some fasting, praying, or giving alms more than we used to, as we all free in Christ to do so, we hear again the words from the gospel when Jesus says that give alms, pray, and fast in secret, and your Father who sees you in secret will reward you. Dear baptized child of God, the Father who knows you and loves you, he knows your heart, your desires, and your struggles. But when I thought about this sermon, the realization that God knows our innermost thoughts and secrets, I think it can be comforting and daunting at the same time. Comforting because it means that we are fully known by God and loved by him beyond our ability to comprehend. Daunting because it reminds us that no part of our lives is hidden from his sight. So for this sermon, I want to focus in particular in the portion of the scripture that reminds us that we have a heavenly Father who created us from dust and who will reward us when his Son comes back. We have a Father who is patient with us, but we, as his children, baptized children of God, we are often impatient children, incapable of waiting. For the sinner, you and I, we are driven by impatience, and it is always about seeking affirmation and applause, as Jesus mentioned in the text. For us, it is often about immediate gratification of being seen and praised by others. Just like those people in the synagogues and the streets. But then Jesus instructs us to pray, give alms, and fast in secret. So the Father who can see you in secret will reward you. But we are sinners. In the heart of sin lies a deep-seated impatience, a restless desire, yearning for the immediate fulfillment. That's what the sinner does, and the sinner is led astray. So we become impatient for the truth. We become impatient for the truth, and then we settle for lies. We are eager for eternal life, so then we settle to compromise for a mere temporal existence on this earth. We long for God, and then we turn to idols. We crave for love, and then we fall for the prey of lust. That reminds us of Adam in the Garden of Eden, who was enticed by the promise of the serpent, and so then he ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For him, that was a moment of impatience. And then we remember also the King David, a man after God's own heart, yet is not immune to the failings of impatience and desire. For yea, the great king, he was unable to wait. He wanted to control, and he couldn't control his longing for Bathsheba, which led him to the path of adultery and murder. That kind of reminds us, as we are reminded today of our mortality, that even the mightiest can fall when they forsake the patience and surrender to immediate gratification. We also remember Saul, Israel's first king, who allowed his patience to cloud his judgment, commanded to wait for Samuel. This man decided and chose to offer sacrifices, fearing to lose his man's loyalty. Saul was impulsive and then became disobedient to God, which resulted in the loss of his kingdom and his reign. Let's not forget the Israelites. the Israelites during Moses' absence on Mount Sinai, for them to seem long and prolonged, so they decided to fashion a golden calf. Their impatience led to their idolatry. So for you, what is it that you want? What is it that you want now? What are you impatient for? Are you like Saul or the Israelites? It's clear that impatience can trip them up, leading them to a path they shouldn't take. It's like grabbing quick fixes instead of waiting on what's best for us, what God means for us. So when you really think about it, we often chase after what we want right now, just like those people in the synagogues and in the streets who were rewarded for what they wanted at that moment. Jesus is the one, as the hymn says, he will inspire us patience and he will inspire us repentance for the things we have been impatient for. So these stories aren't just stories for us to hear. It's stories for us to wrestle with our own impatience. As we hear the words of Jesus, the one who perfected patience, where patience and man meet the divine grace of God, so we know this one truth then, that it is true. It is through the word of God and his preaching that we are inspired patience and repentance. That scripture is for us to give strength and be sustained. That from the fall of Adam to the steadfast net of Christ, your Lord and Savior has come to serve you, not just through stories of things you can do, because you cannot fast better than him, you cannot pray better than him, you cannot give alms better than him, for he gave mercy and grace to those that needed him. And he asked them not to tell anyone. For he is the living word that would give you what you need to be patient. And his call to repentance is the call to repentance that David received. When the word were proclaimed, David gave Psalm 51, which we just all proclaimed. And that prepares us to receive God's grace and mercy through faith. Jesus Christ, your Lord, was fasted in the wilderness, prayed in a garden in secret. He gave alms. Jesus did this. And it seems like a good example, but it is a good example, hard for a sinner to follow. We are only patient because of him. Our work is mediocre, but that doesn't mean that we have to dismiss what Jesus Christ is saying. Pray, give alms, and fast in secret so that your Father who sees you in secret will reward you. By fasting, we learn to wait on the Lord, preparing our hearts for the true feast that awaits us in heaven. Through prayer, we acknowledge that life and salvation flow solely from God, not from our manipulation and desires, as we say our prayers. And in giving alms, we testify that true fulfillment is found, not in these earthly riches, but in the richness of God's mercy and grace and his word, which we hear from the preaching in his church and his sacraments. God the Father, our Creator, gave his Son on the cross for us to see the ultimate patience, that God's patient and enduring love for us is there, culminating on the sacrifice of his Son for the forgiveness of your sin, forgiving us all for the failures in the past, present, and future of all our impatience, that we have a Father who's patient with us, like a child impatient to the Father. He looks at us with grace and mercy, looks at our failures to do what he's asking, The only thing we can do is receive what the Son has done, the work of the Son on that cross, which surpasses all understanding, that life and salvation is given to us freely. Life and salvation bestowed unto you, bestowed unto one who awaits, for you and I awaits for Christ and his return. We are only patient for the return of Christ because both the Christ was both man and God, has perfectly given the patience of a Son that God wants. The Son that God put on that cross endured all suffering for you. He is that secret link. Jesus in his life did not fall for the devil's temptation. He refused immediate gratification, choosing the path of patience, trusting wholly in his Father's provision. He didn't choose bread when the devil asked him to turn that stone into bread. He didn't choose that kingdom when the devil gave him the kingdom. He didn't ask for protection from angels when the devil tempted him to be protected when they asked him to fall from the temple. Jesus endured suffering, death, abating patiently for the sake of us, for the sake of humanity, and in this act of salvation it becomes the secret reward for you, the key to that treasure in heaven. And that key he has delivered to you through his word and sacrament. So have the assurance that patience to be a good child of God is also for you in baptism. And that baptism gives you access to that eternal life. It gives you access to the kingdom. So as children of God who are marked by the cross, the ashes of the cross this morning, this evening, and in the sacrament of his body and blood, God hands to us all the reward that he has promised. And here tonight, you'll have the foretaste of the heavenly banquet. So dear friends, why settle for the fleeting pleasures of this world when the Father offers us the bread of heaven? We will go through 40 days of Lent with patience, not as mere self-discipline, but a remembrance every day of our baptismal life, that we are mortal, but also life and salvation and eternal life is our treasure. A treasure that is not found in this earth, but on the next one. To God alone be all the glory forever and ever. Amen.